Oh God, I don't even have my
7:15. 7:15.
At 7:15, I call this meeting to order. All right, first order of business will be attendance. The attendance question for today is, what's your favorite color?
Senator Woodland.
Oh no.
I like all the colors.
Senator Abby Anderson.
Pink.
Senator Fonder. Senator Bakken.
Like good scarlet red.
Senator Hill. Senator Shugel.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue. Senator Tengasaw.
Indigo.
Senator Allen.
Blue.
Senator Hajianis.
Green.
Senator Braun.
Red.
Senator Buehler. Senator Concepcion.
Like a nice mellow orange.
Senator Pham. Senator Lane. Senator Steinman. Senator Larson. Senator Sayong. Technology Director Pham.
Light blue.
Blue slash sunset orange.
O'Neill. Tram Nguyen.
Black.
Chair Han Nguyen.
White.
Chair Mir.
Forest green.
Chair Harbeck.
Blue.
Speaker Young.
Like the blue if you're looking the other way from a sunset.
Okay. Controller Arshad.
Black.
Parliamentarian Gunko.
Dark green.
Co-President Sensen. Yellow. Co-President Nicabriano.
Green.
Co-President-elect Oscar.
Blue.
Co-President Lamberty.
Administrative Director Tabin.
Like yellow.
And Advisor Van Hecke.
Mediterranean blue, like the kind you see on the Greek roofs.
Yeah. All right, and with that, we have quorum. Next order of business is approval of the minutes from May 7th. Are there any discrepancies in the minutes? Discrepancies in the minutes? Discrepancies in the minutes? Seeing none. Community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. Community comment. Community comment. Seeing none. Budgets.
All right. First up, we have the running club. Finance committee, so they requested $3,110. Finance committee recommended $1,100 due to the bylaw that limits travel, registration, and lodging fees at $1,100 for the year. But I will let the org explain a little bit further why they're asking for the money.
Well, okay, so I'm just here to explain why we're asking for more money. We're asking for around $2,000 more due to registration fees for races, which is like what our club spends our money on, I guess. We run together throughout the school year and have meetings to like plan events for our club, and then we also run races together. So the money that we request for in our budget is the race registration fees, and I know that like the bylaw says that you can only get $1,100 for registration fees, but since our club, it just functions more as like a club sport, since all we do together is run together and like do our sport together, like we don't spend money on other things, and so that's why we're asking for this more money. And historically, the club has funded, or like the club has had enough money to fund enough races throughout the year, like 6 races, without having to charge members co-pays for the races, so that's been really nice. So then more people can participate in the club, and we can have more like camaraderie as a club, and like more people can be included in what we do. So
So in order to be considered a club sport under our guidelines and everything, there's a few things that have to be done, including that, like, the advisor, I believe, has to be someone who is works in our athletic department, and you also typically, or I guess I understand where you're saying that it has the potential to be like a club sport, but
their advisor's Jared Phillips.
Okay, so they do have the advisor. So then I'm guessing, so my question is more what it is that makes it not be recognized as a club sport currently, and maybe you would have an answer to that.
I think you'd have to seek that designation from the student activities office.
Okay. Yeah, I yield to
you. So from what I remember from the bios and constitution, to be a club sport, you need to compete against other schools, partially,
okay,
as a club, which I believe running club doesn't.
Yeah, we don't do that. We compete against like other,
right,
adults, I guess.
Okay,
yeah, I
gotcha.
Yield.
All right, thank you. Senator Concepcion?
How many active members do you have and how many will be going on these?
Yeah, so normally for each race we have around 12 runners that run in the race, but active members of the club I'd say is 25. So we have a lot of runners that don't participate in the races, but they're still active in the club. So like that means coming to meetings and coming to events and then coming on group runs with the rest of the club. So we still like all run together, just not always at the races.
Are you?
Further questions for the organization? Questions for the organization? Questions? Senator or Speaker Young?
Do you have dues for your members?
We do not currently have dues, so that is something that we could explore. Historically, the club has not had dues, so we've never like had to implement that, and we've never really had like an issue paying for the races before, so that's why we haven't explored that option.
Further questions? Questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion on the budget. Is there any discussion on the budget? Senator Allen?
I don't think we should do the added amendments, just because I think if the club had dues, they could cover the costs themselves. And I think since they don't meet that club sport designation, I don't know if we can cover this. I mean, someone who knows the bylaws better probably can tell me, but those are my thoughts, and if someone could offer clarification, that'd be great.
So as far as that goes, the additional funding could occur, but it would not be due to the fact that they're a club sport that it would,
yeah,
be funded. It would be due to the fact that we would agree to fund them the extra money.
Okay.
And that would be breaking one of our bylaws, and that would require a 2/3 vote. And so then when discussing it, there would have to be the consideration of the fact that it would be there would be a precedent set for that situation.
Oh, okay.
So that would be where the conversation would turn, not for the fact of it being a club sport.
Yes. In regards to the bylaws and financing a non-club sport organization for events such like this, the Finance Committee has already allocated the,
yeah,
1,100 that our bylaws state we can.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Then I don't think we should.
Further discussion? Further discussion?
Yeah.
Speaker Young?
Okay. So last week with the speech and debate team, they came in and asked for additional funding beyond the limit of 1,100 for non-club sport activities, and we funded them under the idea that they function similar to a club sport and that their goal is competition in their activity. So I think on the grounds we set last week, we should fund this budget in full, as it seems to me the primary purpose of this club to go out and compete in their chosen activity. It may not necessarily be against other schools, but it's still going out and competing. I yield.
Senator Wicklund.
Kind of talking about something a previous speaker had mentioned, we did consider speech and debate last week at club sport. However, I wouldn't necessarily say that's a good precedent in this occasion, because we were also talking about a highly competitive program that like competes with other schools and has like the ability to advance to like state nationals, etc., where this is kind of race by race. I don't feel one way or another about it. For me, breaking a bylaw, I would need a compelling reason to do so, and I don't necessarily feel one, so right now I'm leaning towards not voting for this budget, but if I hear a more compelling reason, I will vote for it. I yield.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Myself, actually I have a question for the organization.
Yeah.
Is there such thing as running clubs at other schools in the MIAC? And is it possible
to compete with them?
Yeah, rather than to do.
I'm not sure if there are other clubs or running clubs in the MIAC. I know that the U of M has a very active one, and they compete in like actual collegiate races against like other like cross country teams, not just other club like running clubs, but the University of Minnesota is also like extremely large, and they actually have like hired coaches that they pay, and like it's, I don't really know the difference between like that and like the actual cross country and track teams, but it seems to me that they're on the same, except the running club is like on a smaller scale and probably isn't like their people aren't as like fast, and they don't get scholarships from the school to run for the school.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
I yield. Is there further discussion on the budget as proposed by the Finance Committee? Further discussion on the budget? Further discussion on the budget? Speaker Young?
I move to fund the budget in full.
Is there a second?
As requested by the org.
On the motion. Senator Lang gives the second. Speaker Young, you still have the floor. Is there further discussion? Senator Allen.
I would like to hear some other senators' opinions, just because I think the main problem I have is that like the problem is like with the speech and debate like precedent, they actually compete against other schools, where in this case they don't compete against other schools, and that's kind of where I'm struggling. So I'd love to hear others' opinions. I yield.
Senator Tengestall.
I echo the previous speaker's points. I think because they don't qualify for that club sport, that kind of, you probably shouldn't break the bylaws in this case, just because they don't qualify for that.
Further discussion on the amendment? Finance Chair Keeley.
The org has a question.
Yeah. Is there a way that we could, like, not get the full amount, but then come to a, like, middle agreement where like then we would pay dues and then like we'd make up the rest of the amount, I guess, because I'm just thinking like if we only get the 1,100, that to us is like only two races, so that cuts out four races of the year, but if we were to get an additional like 1,000, I guess, then within the club like we can make up the rest of the money and then we could have all the races, or we could like one race each semester or something like that. I'm just thinking like if we only have one race each semester, I think the club will not die but almost, and I don't want to see that happen. I think that the club brings a lot to the not athletes of the school, but like people who are interested in running and competing in races and don't have the opportunity for whatever reasons to do it on the actual Gustavus teams, but they still like the idea of like having kind of a team that they can practice with and compete with. So that is my question, if we could like come to some sort of middle agreement on this.
Yes.
If it's an option, I don't know.
To answer your question, yes, it is an option. That would involve someone on the floor amending the amendment.
I would just like to point out that it is not set in place to tell or compromise with an organization on how to raise funds.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind as we go further into these discussions.
Thank you. Senator Bakken.
Yeah, this is actually a question for the org. So
yeah.
Just to clarify what you just said, you think that if you were to only receive the $1,100, that would be like an undue burden on the group to be able to afford more races?
Not an undue burden. I just think that the club would just get really small and it would essentially die out.
Okay. I yield.
Senator Allen?
Okay,
I'm sorry. 1 second. Senator Wicklund?
Question for the organization. Is there, I know that there's been a little bit of discussion about like, oh, why aren't you a club sport? But is there kind of a reason that your organization doesn't do that? Like maybe as far as inclusivity goes and things like that, or?
I would say that it's much harder to get involved in the club, or like, I don't know how to sign up for the Roy Griak Invitational that like the rest of the club, running clubs race in. I think there are like less races available to compete with other schools, and or like there's less races that are close by, so then it would be an additional like transportation and liability issue of like it's just really complicated to get to these races and sign up for them. And we've just historically never done that. So that's an answer.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Kind of keeping in mind the accessibility piece there, and also like I've heard some feedback about Running Club as far as people being able to feel really included, like regardless of where their ability is at. I think that kind of hearing the team talk, or the representative talk about how she feels that a lot of the members treat this as a team, I would now be comfortable with voting for this as the organization in full. I yield.
Senator Allen.
I have a question for our parliamentarian. So like if we were gonna do it where the club came back to us saying we're gonna do like X amount of dues, would that be done right now or next week, or would it be done as like a mid-year next year, or?
I mean, are you saying fund, just theoretically fund half of something now, and then if they needed additional funds, come in for a mid-year?
Yeah, or like, are we even allowed to like fund like theoretically half of this, or?
You can theoretically fund whatever you want.
Okay.
It's just a matter of two-thirds.
Yeah.
Okay. And, sorry, I think it's also a matter of the agreement being that Senate sees that they're not, if it's that Senate doesn't believe that they would be willing to fund the full amount because of the amount that's asked, but to fund half of it, and the organization says that that's something that they are okay with, that would be along the lines. But I believe what Parliamentarian Gunnigal was saying is that we can't ask an org to raise money themselves. That was the difference in the wording.
Like we can't suggest them to do something like that, but if an agreement was theoretically come upon that, hey, we'll fund half of this, and that's not enough, and you want to come back for a mid-year, like, you can do that too.
Okay. Then, with that information, I want to amend the current motion to fund half of what the organization is requesting.
Okay.
Is there a second to the amendment? Second goes to Senator Tengestall. The floor is still yours, Senator Allen.
I think we've discussed it. I think we should move to vote on this. I yield.
Is there further discussion on the amendment to the amendment? Senator Wicklund?
I will not be voting for this because I would still like to fund them in full, especially considering they are kind of projecting based on current numbers, and first years will also be coming in next year. I yield.
Speaker Young?
I will also not be voting for this. I think we should fund in full from what they were requesting. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Concepcion?
Finance, what would our contingency be if we pass this in full?
If we pass in full, estimated contingency would be roughly
$46,500.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we move to a vote. All those who vote in favor of the amendment to the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? So approved. We move back into discussion for the amendment. The amendment is now for half of the amount that is the extra money asked for by the organization. Is there further discussion on the amendment? Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Allen, you still have the floor.
I yield.
Is there further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment to the budget for an amount, can you scroll down so I can see, what's the new amount that we would be approving?
The new amount would be $2,105. So if they're, so right now they're requesting an extra $2,010. That split in half would be $1,005.
All right. With that, we move into our vote. All those in favor of the additional $1,005 funded to the running club, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? So approved. With that, we now have an amended budget. All those in favor, or I'm back into the discussion, and the floor is Senator Wicklin would be having, or yeah, Senator Young.
For my,
I yield.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Administrator Tabin.
So I thought we were funding this in half. So like the $3,110, we would fund half of that. So it'd be like $1,500 or $1,600. But they have the $1,100 already requested, and so we were funding half of what was not allocated.
No, it was
half of the additional.
Half of
so
the additional.
Asking for $2,010 additionally. So half of what they're asking for additionally is $1,005.
That was the amendment. Is there further discussion on the budget as it now stands at $2,105? Discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we move into a vote. All those in favor of the budget, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? So approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We move into our next budget. As a note, for Senate, all of the club sports have agreed to the amount that they are funded. So what we are, the reason why we have these amounts are because they have asked for an amount that is greater than the $5,000. So the reason that they're in here is because it is, or the organization itself is not in here, is because they are okay with the amount that was funded by them by the Finance Committee, and Finance Committee is okay with the amount that they have asked. So,
question, which of those are club sports?
From letters B through F are the budgets that do not have someone coming in because they are okay with the amount that is approved. It's just the fact that the budget amounts are over $5,000. And with that.
Yeah, so first up is Men's Nordic. Finance Committee recommends $6,910. We've been in contact with the organization, and they are content with this allocation that we've recommended them, and do not wish to request any more money. So yeah, $6,910 for Men's Nordic team.
Questions for the Finance Committee? Questions for the Finance Committee? Senator Wicklin?
What went into your decision to recommend we break the bylaw for this?
Break the bylaw as far as funding them over $5,000?
Yeah.
So no bylaws are actually being broken because their registration, travel, and lodging is still limited at $4,000. They have practice fees that are $1,300, some ski equipment for capital improvement that add up to $600. And then a coach for $1,000. So there are no bylaws were broken.
All right, never mind. Thank you.
Further questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion. Discussion on the budget. Seeing none, we move into a vote. All those in favor of the budget as approved by the Finance Committee, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So approved. Next, we have Women's Nordic.
So Women's Nordic, same deal, $6,910. They are happy with the amount that they have been recommended. No bylaws were broken, and no. Any questions?
Questions for the Finance Committee? Senator Bakken?
Sorry, so this is, is this the same coach?
So, they mentioned that, what was it? I think they do have the same coach, but he's still technically coaching two teams.
Oh, okay.
So.
Are you?
Yep.
Further questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion. Discussion on the budget, Senator Young.
On the previous budgets that we approved over 5,000, we did a roll call vote. Was that unnecessary that we did that last time, or should we have done that for the previous budget and subsequent ones over 5,000?
I believe Senator Young is correct.
It is a roll call. Yes.
All right, so we have to re-vote on that one, don't we?
The other, while we're in the middle of a parliamentary procedure quandary, I wonder if it might make sense to move the ones where no representative is here
to the
bottom, and the ones where students are waiting to represent their orgs to the top.
I would say that that is fair, and that we should potentially be jumping down after this one. All right, is there further discussion on the budget? Oh, Senator Wicklund?
I was going to move to rearrange it.
Technically, we're in discussion. We can do that.
So, yeah, that's why.
Further discussion? Seeing none, we move to a vote, which will be a roll call vote. All those in favor of approving the budget for Women's Nordic.
Senator Wicklund.
Yay.
Senator Abby Anderson.
Aye.
Senator Fonger. Senator Bakken.
Yay.
Senator Hill. Senator Shuba.
Yes.
Yay.
Senator Tangestock.
Yay.
Senator Allen.
Yay.
Senator Hajanis.
Yay.
Senator Braun.
Aye.
Senator Bueller. Senator Concepcion.
Aye.
Senator Pham. Senator Lang.
Aye.
Senator Simon. Senator Larson. Senator Seong.
All right, with that, the ayes have it and the budget is approved. Oh,
we had a conversation while you were talking, and I really like.
You just skipped down to mine because it's at the bottom.
Oh, we're sorry. I got the look, and so I assumed that it was okay. All right, with that, the budget passes. All right, next budget, we're still in budgets. Senator Wicklund?
I would like to move to rearrange the agenda so that organizations with representatives present get moved up. First.
Is there a second to that? Second goes to Senator Bakken. Does that factor into? Okay. Discussion on the motion. Senator Abby Anderson.
Seems like a good idea since there's people waiting.
All right. Further discussion. Seeing none, we move to a vote. All those in favor of arranging the agenda so that organizations that have representatives here can have their budgets heard, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So approved. All right. So I will let the order then be decided by Finance Chair Keighley.
Yeah, so we'll keep it with what we have up there. First up is Senior Week, and they have requested $13,600 of funding from Senate. And I will let Zach explain what that entails.
Thank you for everyone for your time. This year, I'm one of the co-chairs of the Senior Week Committee. If you're unfamiliar with Zach Kronquist, there's a committee made up of 9 folks. And if you're unfamiliar with what Senior Week is, it takes place every year from the last day of finals to the day before graduation. And it's a series of fun events that are planned just for the senior class to help them commemorate their time on the Hill, kind of have a fun last few days before they graduate and likely move on into the workforce or grad school or whatever else they're doing. And so the way that we have done this in the past is the Senior Week Committee that plans that year's Senior Week then recommends the budget for next year's committee so that they have money to work with. And every Senior Week is different from the other. There's typically a lot of similar events such as the Johnny Home Band concert, Celebration of Light. I think those are the only two that have been really consistent, but otherwise they change from year to year. So the events and the things that are listed up there are not necessarily what would happen next year. But knowing that there's about one event per day, the exception of Friday where we have a bingo and celebration of life, the money is kind of based off of number of events and about what they cost and what they've done in the past. Is that
Are there any questions for the organization? Senator Allen?
It might just be because I can't really read it, but are you asking for additional money other than what Senate has recommended, or are you like fine with this and it's just?
It's a block budget, so the Finance Committee approved what.
Okay, so you're not coming back
right.
saying
yeah.
like, okay,
yeah, this
cool.
is the first, yeah.
I yield.
Further questions for the organization? Further questions? Further questions? Further questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion. Is there any discussion on the budget? Senator Bakken.
I see no reason why we should pass this. I yield.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the amount based on roll call, we're going to just take a minute and the roll call start.
Senator Wicklund?
Aye.
Senator Anderson?
Aye.
Senator Fonder? Senator Bakken?
Aye.
Senator Hill? Senator Shugel? Senator Tengestov?
Aye.
Senator Allen?
Aye.
Senator Hagianis?
Aye.
Senator Braun?
Aye.
Senator Buehler? Senator Concepcion?
Aye.
Senator Pham? Senator Lang?
Aye.
Senator Steinman? Senator Larson? Senator Sayom? Senator, or Speaker Young?
Aye.
All right, with that, the ayes have it, and the block budget is approved.
Thank you.
Back into budgets.
Yeah, so next up we'll have DLC. They are requesting a total of $30,000, and the Finance Committee recommended $30,000. I will let representatives explain what's going first.
Requested $30,000 because recommended, and as well we had an influx of boards joining DLC, and so just looking to the future, we believe that this will be a substantial amount of money to be able to support all the organizations as part of DLC at the moment, and the ones that may join next year as well.
All right. Are there any questions for the block budget? Senator Wicklund?
Finance or DLC, could someone explain to me the discrepancy between that $42,000 and the cost column compared to the $30,000 requested, if that makes sense?
So $42,000are the org's total estimated costs for next year. What they are requesting from Senate is under the requested column in column
okay.
B, and so that's how much they have asked for.
Okay.
That's just their for their purposes, total costs.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I yield.
Further questions for the organization? Further questions? Further questions? Further questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion on the budget. Is there any discussion on the budget? Discussion on the budget? Discussion on the budget? Seeing none, we go to a roll call vote.
Senator Wicklund?
Aye.
Senator Anderson?
Aye.
Senator Fonder? Senator Bakken?
Yay.
Senator Hill? Senator Shugel? Senator Tengestov?
Aye.
Senator Allen?
Aye.
Senator Hagianis?
Aye.
Senator Braun?
Aye.
Senator Buehler? Senator Concepcion?
Aye.
Senator Pham? Senator Lang? Senator Steinman? Senator Larson? Senator Sayom? Senator Young?
Aye.
All right, with that, the ayes have it, and the budget is approved.
And then, so next up, we will have the PAs. Pull that up. So they requested $37,750. Finance Committee has recommended $25,500. But I will let Erica explain a little bit on. Yeah,
welcome. So my name is Erica Jensen, as here not that long ago. On behalf of the PAs here,
We're a holistic health and well-being group here on campus, one of the three main leadership groups along with CS and Greeters. All of our events have to do with some sort of well-being initiative, so that could be chemical health, physical health, sexual health, really anything under the sun. And so we asked for more. We kind of ran out of our budget really quickly this year, and so that's why you see the inflated number of 37,000. Our advisor Laura has been using her personal budget out of the Peer Education and Chemical Health Office for most of spring semester, so that's why you see the increase there. Some of our bigger costs are the Bacchus Conference, which occurs in a different state each year. We have a handful of PAs, not all of them, but that go to that and learn about what other schools around the country are doing with their groups that are similar to the PAs. We do a lot with orientation for the first years that come in, and then we really leave it up to the creativity of the group to propose new ideas and whatever they think is going to be most effective for their student body. So.
Are there questions for the organization? Co-President Gabriano?
Could you remind us why you ran out of budget this year?
Yeah, so a big part of that was the Bacchus cost. That was probably closer to 12,000 for us this year because we had so many PAs that were able to go. Usually we only have about maybe 7 or 8 that go, and this year we have like 12. And so registration and flight costs and hotels added up. And so we ran out of most of our money by the end of fall semester due to that budget, or due to that cost.
Further questions for the organization? Further questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion on the budget. Is there any discussion on the budget? Discussion on the budget? Senator Allen.
I see no reason why we shouldn't pass this. I yield.
Further discussion on the budget? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we go to a roll call vote.
Senator Wicklund?
Aye.
Senator Anderson?
Aye.
Senator Fonder? Senator Bakken?
Here.
Senator Hill? Senator Schugel? Senator Tengasov?
Yay.
Senator Allen?
Aye.
Senator Hagianis?
Aye.
Senator Braun?
Aye.
Senator Bueller? Senator Concepcion?
Aye.
Senator Pham? Senator Ling?
Aye.
Senator Steinbaum? Senator Larson? Senator Sayom? Speaker Young?
Aye.
With that, the ayes have it, and the budget is passed as recommended.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so the next block budget we have is...
Question for the finance chair. Do we have other representatives that are coming in tonight with block budgets? Because if not, we could jump back down into the club sports if you are waiting on the representative to get there?
I contacted IGS and told them 7:20 p.m. And I do not see anyone from IGS here.
Okay.
So. This is IGS. So I could shoot them an email quick and get them over here, or I don't know how that works if they're not here, but.
I think the order in the budgets right now has been voted to be kind of up to when the representative is here. And so if you want to do it, then you can. Otherwise, we can go back down to club sports.
Oh, apparently there's an IGS event happening in the dive. So that would probably be why. They didn't let me know about that though, so I'm...
It is all up to you, but we should be continuing with the budgets.
Alright.
So,
we can go through the rest of this club sports.
Alright.
And don't forget you have to go back and fix.
That's right. Thank you. Yes. Alright. Because we are... doing that, we should go back and do the roll call vote.
Do we have to move it back or no?
Technically, that vote didn't count, so we go back to discussion on that item.
All right. With that, we move back into the discussion on Men's Nordic. Is there any discussion on the budget for Men's Nordic? Senator Concepcion.
It's pretty good, like always.
All right. Is there any further discussion on the budget for Men's Nordic? Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we move to a roll call vote.
Do we have to say aye?
You can say aye.
We
encourage you to
say aye. Or you can have fun
Senator
and say yay.
Or if you don't,
so
say yeet.
Senator Whitley.
Yeet.
Not yeet. Senator Anderson.
Either get yeeted on or you yeet in the slide.
Senator Condon.
We're in a vote.
Senator Bakken.
Yay.
Senator Hill. Senator Shugel.
Aye.
Senator Tengestal.
Aye.
Senator Allen.
Yeah.
Senator Hajianis.
Aye.
Senator Braun.
Aye.
Senator Bueller. Senator Concepcion.
Aye.
Senator Pham. Senator Lang.
Aye.
Senator Seinwald, Senator Larson, Senator Seyoum, Speaker Young.
Aye.
With that, the ayes have it and the budget passes. All right, back into budgets.
Yeah, so next up on club sports, we've got the men's rugby club team.
No one's there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, we're in men's rugby.
We're in men's rugby. Yeah, they requested $5,881.90. Finance committee recommends $5,841.90 due to a decrease in printing. But other than that, everything checks out.
Is there any questions for the finance committee? Questions for the finance committee? Questions for the finance committee? Seeing none, we move into discussion on the budget. Is there any discussion on the budget? Senator Bakken.
I see no reason not to vote yay for this.
All right. Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we move into a vote, which is going to be a roll call vote.
Senator Wicklund?
Aye.
Senator Anderson?
Aye.
Senator Fonder? Senator Bakken?
Yay.
Senator Hill? Senator Shugel?
Aye.
Senator Tengestal?
Yay.
Senator Allen?
Yay.
Senator Hajianis?
Yay.
Senator Braun?
Yay.
Senator Bueller? Senator Concepcion?
Yay.
Senator Pham? Senator Lang?
Yay.
Senator Steinron? Senator Larson? Senator Seyoum? Speaker Young?
I abstain.
With that, the yays have it, and the budget passes. Also, those were some very unenthusiastic yays. With that, we move back into budgets.
Yeah, so I believe next up is women rugby. Women's rugby. Requested $5,790.04. Due to bylaws, we limited that to $5,010. Any questions?
Are there questions for the Finance Committee? Questions for the Finance Committee? Questions for the Finance Committee? Seeing none, we move into discussion. Is there any discussion on the budget? Discussion on the budget? Discussion on the budget. Seeing none, we move to roll call vote. Oh.
I have a question for finance that that's fine. So how does the regional FE make it thing work?
Yeah, they weren't really requesting that. I'm not sure why they put it there. They're like, oh, if you want to fund this for regionals, if we made it this year. But like they didn't actually request it.
Oh.
So you can just disregard those.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Further discussion. Seeing none, we move to a roll call vote.
Senator Wicklund?
Aye.
Senator Anderson?
Yay.
Senator Fonder? Senator Bakken.
Yay.
Senator Hill. Senator Shugel.
Yay.
Senator Tangestaw.
Yay.
Senator Allen.
Abstain.
Senator Hadjiannis.
Yay.
Senator Braun.
Yay.
Senator Buehler. Senator Concepcion.
Abstain.
Senator Pham. Senator Lang.
Yay.
Senator Steinman. Senator Larson. Senator Se-yum. Speaker Young.
Aye.
All right, with that, the ayes have it and the budget passes. Back into budget.
So next we've got men's hockey. The JV program for next year is converting to a club team. They requested $20,500 and the finance committee recommends $8,600. if you have any questions, let me know.
Are there any questions for the finance chair? Speaker Young.
Have you spoken with the coach or advisor for the team on the amount that they recommended to them?
I haven't spoken to Gil.
I actually, because this budget was very odd, I actually went and spoke to the coach because I wanted to know kind of what was going on and the fact that there was an organization, a new organization requesting such a large amount that would have been about 40% of our contingency for next year if it was to be fully funded. So I went in and actually met with the coach. He explained to me that the reason why they are going from JV to club level is because there actually is no longer enough JV teams within the MIAC for there to actually be a functional JV team. Last year, they scheduled 18 games and were only able to play six because other schools were not able to put together a large enough JV team to do it. All the other schools in the MIAC have now converted actually to club level, and that's why the change has been made. And so that amount that they have up there is the amount that it would cost for all of that stuff. The players do understand that the money that is not funded would be coming out of their pockets, and that's something that they agree that they are okay with, according to the advisor, who is the current men's hockey coach. And the reasoning behind that is just because it means that those players actually will be getting the ice time that they have not been getting in previous years. He said that they had gone into this adjustment expecting to get no money whatsoever, and he said that $8,600 is about dead center in the pack of what schools within the MIAC fund for club hockey teams. He said the lowest is $6,000 and the highest is $12,000, so we're about right in the center for that. But that's a lot of the answers for that, and that's why that money is up there. The advisor said that they are not expecting to be funded in full, just because of the amount of money that it is. It's more whatever they can get, they take. And the additional $3,600 is for officials or like the referees for the games and everything. And that's because if they don't have those people there, the club and the players themselves would get fined for not having officials there. So that's where that budget comes from. Floor back to you. Further questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion. Is there any discussion on the budget? Senator Allen.
I see no reason why we should not pass this. I yield.
Speaker Young.
Yeah, I think given the information that we've been provided from the people who will be participating as the budget currently stands, I yield.
Further discussion? Seeing none, we go to a roll call vote.
Senator Wicklund?
Aye.
Senator Anderson?
Yay.
Senator Fonder, Senator Bakken?
Yay.
Senator Hill? Senator Shugel?
Yay.
Senator Tengelstahl?
Aye.
Senator Allen?
Yay.
One sec. Giving me AA. Okay, Senator Hadjiannis?
Yay.
Senator Braun?
Yay.
Senator Buehler? Senator Concepcion?
Yay.
Senator Pham, Senator Lang?
Yay.
Senator Steinwand, Senator Larson, Senator Seyoum, Speaker Young?
I vote in the affirmative.
With that, the budget passes. All right, back into budgets.
So we have IGS. I contacted them, and I'm not sure. I contacted them last week. We're in the process of not contacting them. I'm not sure the process of.
If we don't have anyone in, then we just go and continue through because they knew.
Okay. Yeah, and they were fine with the money that they were recommended.
Okay.
So
I got it. Got it.
So you want to push up?
Yeah.
Or
he's calling the IGS president.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Okay.
Oh
yeah,
wait,
I know
Jacob. I just saw Izzy. Anyways.
They requested 24,000 and we recommended 24,000, so I would.
Might be why they're not here.
Yeah, they're happy with what they've gotten, so.
Are there any
questions
for the finance chair? Questions for the finance chair? Questions for the finance chair? Seeing none, we move into discussion. Is there discussion on the budget? Senator Concepcion?
Looks pretty good to me. I yield.
Speaker Young?
Given the approval from the organization, and since we're going to fund what they requested, I think we should vote for this. I yield.
Further discussion on the budget? Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we move to a roll call vote.
Senator Wicklund?
Aye.
Senator Anderson?
Yay.
Senator Fonder, Senator Bakken?
I abstain.
Senator Hill, Senator Schugel?
Yes.
Senator Tengestal?
Aye.
Senator Allen?
Yay.
Senator Hajianis?
Yay.
Senator Braun?
Yay.
Senator Bueller? Senator Concepcion?
Yay.
Senator Pham, Senator Lang?
President.
Senator Steinman, Senator Larson, Senator Seyoum, Speaker Young?
Aye.
With that, the budget passes. All right. And we have no other budgets for tonight?
No other budgets. Since the athletic banquet was tonight, the other block organizations save. Nobody can make it, so they'll be coming in next Monday, along with the Senate budget that will be presented next Monday as well.
All right. With that, with no further budgets, we move into old business. Is there any old business to discuss? Old business? Old business? Senator Wicklund?
I would be interested in hearing an update about what's going on with the menstrual products in the bathroom, so if there's been kind of like a determination of how that might move forward, that charge from the chair.
I yield the floor to the Health and Housing Chair.
Okay, so project has been terminated because, as we discussed with the Facility and Management Department, the initial idea was that we do a trial for 2 months, which was March and April, and it's ended because we started in the second week of March, and that's why it just recently ended. And the survey has been approved by the review board, and it's going to be sent out by the Health and Housing Committee tomorrow. So we're going to collect the surveys, collect the feedbacks, and use those as well as the number that Facility and Management Department collected during the trials to come to a conclusion if we should make it a permanent project or not.
All right, thank you.
Further old business? Further old business? Further old business? Health and Housing Chair?
So on that note, please fill out the survey that we send tomorrow and tell your constituents to fill out the survey as well. Even if you don't use the women's bathroom, your input is still valuable. Thank you.
Further discussion? Back into old business. Further old business. Further old business? Further old business? Seeing none, we move into new business. Is there any new business? Any new business? Any new business? Seeing none, announcements. Are there any announcements? Co-President Gabriano.
A couple of things. One, an email I'll send Admin Director Tabin to fill in some information about our dinner for Sunday. So we'll ask that everyone fills that by tonight because we want to place the order tomorrow. So if you don't do that, I'll trace you down. The next thing is next Monday, since we have this meeting here, be there, please. Like, we want to, we ride on, like, metal column today, so we don't want to see that happening again, but we asked to dress up, like, business casual and take one last professional picture together at the end of the meeting, and there's usually an formal slash informal I get together at Patrick's after the meeting, so clear your night, like everything you have to do, tell them that you won't be there that night, that you'll be hanging out. I yield.
Parliamentarian Gunnagall.
So this week, there's this really cool events going on through Friday for, it's called First Forward. It's for first gen college students. So there's several events going out this week. If you want more information on it, swing by the Diversity Center. I know Tom is the one really heading it up. And then on Thursday, if you're a first-gen college student or if you just want to come, like, hang out, like, it'll be fine. We're having the first-gen dinner. You get to hear me talk. It'll be fun. You should, if you are and you want to feel more connected with other first-gen students, feel free to become a part of it and just kind of come and talk to others who have the same experiences as you. So, yeah.
What time and where?
Time is 5:30 to like 8-ish, I think, on Thursday for the dinner. As for the other events, I'm not quite certain as to what time those are at, but I'm sure Tom at the Diversity Center is going to have a lot more info than that. So, yeah.
Co-President Gabriano.
Just another piece of information as, like, as an FYI. Like, so in recent discussions, we thought that once the Senate term is over, but next Monday, we want to send is an email to the student body, kind of summarizing the tour, and also just celebrating the end of the year. So we'll be showing you that sometime before the meeting on Monday, so that we're all on the same page about the content of the email, since it's coming from Senate as a body. Thank you.
Further announcements? Further announcements? Further announcements? My advice from Ben Hecky.
I really appreciate how you're, like, hanging in there on this tonight, and I just want to say how important it is for you to hang in there next month as well. The budgeting work that you do compressed in these weeks, like, maybe feels rote, maybe feels like, oh, I just keep saying yes, but it's super important, and it's one of the really critical things that the Student Senate does. And then, of course, next week, approving the new co-president's executive board will also be a super important thing. So please, please, just as you were rock stars being here tonight, please be rock stars being here next Monday night as well.
All right, myself. Yeah, basically echoing what Jonas just said, thank you all so much for being here. As crappy as it is that it happened in the last 3 weeks of our school year and with how busy everyone is, this is kind of the reason why Student Senate is here. This is our job, and this is what makes us an integral part of this college campus, is the fact that we have 150 clubs and organizations that come to us and ask for money, and that's kind of where, like, that's our job, that's what we signed up to do. So it's really important that people are here to do that, and so we really appreciate all of you showing up, and everyone who Skypes in. We have one more week. Next week is so important because it is the week that basically makes sure that next year's Senate can actually be a functioning thing. So if we don't make quorum next meeting, then there's basically a very, it makes Senate an issue. Yes, we at least have co-presidents, but and an ombudsperson.
Yeah.
But yeah. And with that, I yield, Chair Mayor.
Yes, in my committee, I yield.
Any more announcements? Seeing none, meeting adjourned.